Hello, everybody. This is Evil Broseph here. And here with me is Markla here, Anna, and William. And welcome to episode 43 of Crazy Nightmare. And it's been like a few weeks since we did the last episode, right? Well, Mark, you weren't even in the last episode, but still.
No. I'm not sure. It's been a while since I've last been on. The last one we did, what I was on, was for Don Bluth.
Yep. Okay, so you say, what is tonight's topic?
What is tonight's topic?
I think it's Robin Williams with, I think,
remember
Anna wanted to
Robin Williams.
Yeah, it was Robin Williams. Wiz, I think, Anna, you said you want to do this topic for a long time, right?
It wasn't for a long time. It was just a random idea that I thought after we did the suicide episode.
Yeah. So tell me, what do you guys think of Robin Williams?
Robin Williams? I think that he was a gifted but troubled actor. He, it's often said that...
neither was I.
What the hell?
That's because at a convention to go to.
Okay.
That brilliance, I was just going to finish, that brilliance and insanity are often two sides of the same coin, and I think that he had the brilliance and he also had the troubles that went along with it.
Yeah, he was actually a very good person. He makes a lot of people laugh.
Not to mention he named his daughter after Zelda from the Legend of Zelda series. I mean, for a gamer, that's kind of awesome. And that,
oh yeah,
and that he's getting in the next expansion pack of World of Warcraft, Mork's egg from Mork and Mindy is an Easter egg.
Let me take it as Robin Williams.
Oh, William. Okay, you done? William?
That's what I just said.
Okay, so anyway, let's talk about his movies and the TV and some TV shows or improv show that he's been in lately. Well, from the past. Why did I say lately? Whatever. So tell me, you three, what movies of Robin Williams have you seen from the past?
Mostly just the stuff from
seen
between
Jumanji,
about, I'd
I remember
say,
seeing that one when I was a kid.
98 to about 2002 is what I've seen most of his movies. After, before and after that, I'm much more sketchy.
When that one week when he died, I basically went online and I basically watched Deadpool Society.
Yes.
It's actually a really good movie.
Yes, the acting is quite good, though at times the story isn't the best, but he and the cast is incredible in it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I love that quote, that one part from the movie
Carpe
when
diem.
Everyone, when they get on the desk and they say, Captain, my captain. I hope that's it.
Yeah, well, there's also Carpe Diem as well, which is seize the day. That's another famous quote that you see all over, people plaster all over the internet from that movie.
Yeah, when I saw it, I was like, damn, this is actually a really good movie. Have you ever seen Deadpool Society, Anna?
No, I haven't. But I was going to bring up that I remember when I was a kid, I saw things like Jumanji and Aladdin and... I saw Hook at some point when I was a kid, but I don't know. It was so long ago, but I watched most of his movies like later on, and I really like. I really liked 1 Hour Photo, which I think that was an excellent movie, and Robin Williams did a very good job of portraying a man that was just, was really confused.
He just stopped being all of a sudden, you just have a thought. And you're just like,
okay, William, is something wrong with your computer? Is something wrong with your computer, William? Okay, anyway, back to the topic. Okay, yeah, I think I did see Jumanji a long time ago. I don't really remember at all about the movie. All I remember is seeing it.
I owned it on VHS. Well, I did. I don't own it on VHS anymore, but that's where I first saw it.
Same here. I remember seeing Hook at my preschool.
Okay.
Like, wow.
It's been years since I saw Hook, but Hook was definitely a fun take on an adult Peter Pan.
I do know that it got really bad. I heard they got like really bad reviews from Rotten Tomatoes and friends, and also actually really bad reviews from critics. But when I saw the movie, it wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm.
Well, as I said, it's been quite a while since I watched it, but I remember that it had definitely a very interesting cast in it. Especially having Julia Roberts as Tinkerbell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, what about Good Will Hunting?
I've never seen that one, but I have seen Death to Smoochie.
You saw Death to Smoochie? How was that?
That was a really good movie.
William is back! Yeah, you fixed your thing?
I really hope I did. I really don't. I think there's probably something wrong with my laptop, apparently, according to you guys. Well, then again, though, my laptop has been acting a little bit weird recently.
Damn, son, I'm really sorry.
I mean, it's nothing severe or anything. Well, then again, though, the startup has been really kind of off, especially when trying to open up stuff like Chrome or Spotify, which is like takes way too fucking long than it needed to be. But I'm still trying to look into that.
Okay.
Despite all that, do I at least sound all right?
Yes, you sound much better than you were, where you weren't coming in at all that well.
Okay.
Before.
I exited the call and I had to stop using Clownfish. So that backup call, well, but that was probably because of that. I don't know. Hopefully, the rest of the podcast will go swimmingly, unlike right now. technical hiccups, ladies and gentlemen. Technical hiccups. Anyways,
yeah. Okay, let's get back to business. Okay, so we were talking about Mark was talking about Death to Smoochie.
Yes,
I mean, like how
it was. Really interesting. It was actually a pretty intelligent satire of children's entertainers, like especially ones who dress up in costumes and things like that. It was very dark. I mean,
it was a really, really dark comedy.
And it's a shame that it bombed so much because it didn't deserve how much it bombed.
I agree.
Even now, I have trouble saying how good it is just because it's such a unique movie. There's very few things I've seen like it.
Plus, I have to bring this up too. I think this, like, what was really different about the film is just because the fact that, well, one of the reasons actually is it's Robin Williams in a really, really dark role. The character he plays is really, really messed up and vulgar as hell. And you wouldn't expect this kind of thing from Robin, of all people.
When you think of Robin Williams, you think of, Happy Time, all that stuff.
And he's all like, fuck you, Edward Norton!
Yeah, pretty much.
But, and I could imagine at least one person is just pissing and whining because, oh my god, Robin Williams is cursing and all that stuff. I can imagine just one person acting like that. And I have to say this. Ashton Kutcher was in the Butterfly Effect, and Jim Carrey was in The Number 23. My point being, even funny people can be in, well, different, more serious stuff.
Wait, and Ashton Kutcher's funny?
Well, okay, I get that can be a little bit, I thought he was, but anyways, but you get the point that I'm trying to make, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was funny in that 70s show.
Okay, you know what? See, Mark? See? He was funny for a short while.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I just had to play off it because there's a lot of people who... I'm indifferent to Ashton Kutcher. He's good in some things and bad in other ones. I heard that he was horribly miscast in Jobs, but... Sometimes comedic actors can do really good drama roles that...
Yeah, like look at Robert Williams. He was in Good Will Hunting. That was actually a really good movie. I haven't seen 1 hour photo, Anna. How is that?
It's really good.
Really spooky, but actually a very good movie.
Awesome. I need to look into that.
He was also apparently really good on the episode he appeared in on Homicide: Life in the Street. I haven't seen it myself, but I was listening to an episode that Josh Hadley did on one of his podcasts where he talked about it, and he was saying that he was incredibly brilliant in it, and that it was around the time that Mrs. Doubtfire came out, which is another one of his roles.
Yeah, I know that Joss Hadley and Alex Strowski does not like Mrs. Doubtfire, but to me, I still like the movie.
Well,
I can't imagine why. I mean, I thought that movie was very, like, it sent a very good message about divorced parents in general.
Yeah, and that was really sad when the wife said to him, like, you cannot see the kids at all, but you can see them from these days.
And I didn't even know this at first, but he was also in a bunch of old shows like the Richard Pryor Show and Happy Days.
Happy
Days was where he got his start with the Mork character. Mork started where only Fonzie could see him, and then it went over to another show for Mork eventually. No, he went over to another Happy Days spinoff before he went to Mork and Mindy.
What's it called?
Out of the Blue?
I think it might, Out of the Blue, yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Because I'm looking this up on IMDb, mind you. I need to get my brain refreshed somehow, instead of just being all like, shit.
One thing for sure, I really like him as the genie in Aladdin.
That was timeless right there. That is some timeless shit.
And yeah, then there's... I also think of how he was really the only saving grace of Ferngully. That movie is awful, but he was really good in it.
I actually liked Ferngully when I was a kid.
Me too. I liked it too as a kid, but... When I grew a bit older, I can't stand it now. Its environmental message is so bang on the head of the kids. Though Tim Curry is fun as the villain.
But it's Tim Curry.
He's awesome in everything.
I was just going to say, yeah, Tim Curry's the G man.
You can put him in any role and he would still be awesome.
He was Nigel Thornberry, for Christ's sakes.
Still.
Dr. Franken Fruiter, yeah, thank you.
I'm just a sweet transsexual.
So Mark, you said that you never saw Good Will Hunting.
No, I've never seen Good Will Hunting. I actually haven't seen a lot of his dramedy stuff. Like, most of Robin Williams' stuff I've seen is a couple of his, like, Disney movies, and that's about all.
Me too.
It's just...
I know that Anna told me that she saw Good Will Hunting, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I have seen The Birdcage, though.
How was that?
It was interesting. It's based off of a French movie, and he plays a really flamboyant gay man who has a daughter because he figured out he's gay later on, and other things, crazy things happen. It was actually, it's been 15 years since I've seen it, probably, but I really enjoyed it from what I remember of it. It was just another one of those roles where it was different than what he would normally do.
Awesome. So wait, Anna, so you told me you never saw Good Will Hunting?
No, I never have.
I thought you said you had.
I only saw parts of it.
Oh yeah, now I remember. Well, the one scene I remember from that movie when Matt Damon and Robin Williams was in the same room and they were talking, and suddenly Robin Williams said, "It's not your fault." That scene almost got me to tears. When I saw that scene, I was like, "Fuck!" And Matt Damon was crying in that move in that scene. When you tell Robin Williams, "Don't fuck with me." I mean, goddamn. To be fair, I think that part in that movie was actually really good.
I'm just looking through his IMDb, and I've also seen Jack as well.
God, Jack. That was a childhood favorite of mine.
Yeah, I watched it on VHS as a kid too, but man, that movie is terrible.
I don't know. I still have a soft spot for that film, even though the plot is kind of ridiculous.
It's contrite.
Especially when he goes to his parents' room and say, "Can I sleep with you guys?"
Okay, I'll admit, that's pretty damn creepy.
Sure, son.
Not to mention, it's a complete exaggeration of the syndrome that actually exists. They completely made it like 4 times faster than it actually is, and like more extreme than it is. I mean, I guess Hollywood is good for that, but still, it kind of, watching it today or even reading about it, it's like, yeesh, Francis Ford Coppola, you went from directing The Godfather to this?
And Apocalypse Now, don't forget that.
That too, yes.
Fucking that movie. Whose line is it anyway?
Oh my god, I love that episode.
I've never seen that episode, but I love Whose Line, especially the American one is always amusing to me because the amount of Canadians that are on it, and being Canadian, it's just funny to see.
Have you ever seen that episode, Anna, from Who Lines Is It Anyway with Robin Williams?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my god.
That episode is amazing.
I like the scenes from a hat. What Robin Williams thinking right now?
I have a career. What the hell am I doing here? Least unlikely superheroes. I'm paranoid. Oh god.
So I say, "Get off me, Grandma, I'm done."
And so there I am on the balcony, and I see Robin Williams having sex with his grandmother. I was like, "What?"
it's like, here's the thing with Robin Williams.
Hey, Joseph.
What?
Who's your daddy?
Well, surely you must be the son of God.
I still to this day have no idea what he's quoting, but the way he delivered that line in that voice still gets me.
I think that might be him making fun of John Wayne, where he was in a Roman era thing where he played a Roman centurion and he said, "Surely that must be the Son of God," in John Wayne's voice. So I think that's what he was spoofing there.
Oh, okay.
I think. I could be wrong, though, but that certainly sounds like it.
Well, well, for one thing, I wouldn't know since I've never seen a John Wayne film before.
Hey, and what part do you remember from that episode with Robin Williams?
What episode?
From Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I don't know, because, you know, I don't have much of a better memory of it.
Oh, it's on YouTube somewhere. You can find it. Or actually, you can actually find some of his best part from that episode.
Oh, yeah.
I still remember that one part where they play, like, those two pizza guys.
Two what?
Well, when him and one of the cast members was, like, pretending to run a pizza shop or a restaurant.
Either you're not being clear enough, or I'm remembering something completely different.
Okay, there was a part in the show where they pretending to run a pizza restaurant. But, like, they were, like, doing, like, some type of movie thing.
Oh, wait. Wait, was this from the episode featuring Robin?
Yes.
I probably haven't seen that episode in its entirety in a long time, because I'm... Like, I guess I'm just probably remembering something completely different then.
Man. Well, I need to watch the episode again to remember a thing. Okay, so anyway, let's talk about his role of the genie in Aladdin. Like, I still remember that one thing he said in the movie when he said, "No matter what anyone else said, you'll always still be a prince to me." That scene really got to me. Like, wow, that's actually really deep. Not like bad or anything.
It's just like that. It's the good kind of deep.
Yeah, he's like, "Hey, I don't care what people say. You're still a prince."
Yeah,
I don't remember a whole lot of Aladdin. Actually, it's probably been 19 or 20 years since I've seen it, probably.
I watched it, like, I saw, like, a few weeks ago. It was on the Disney Channel.
I'm sure it was, but I'm pretty sure I saw it in the 90s, and it came out in around 92, 93, so I'd have been four or five when it came out originally.
Mm-hmm. I used to have it on video cassette, but sadly, we got rid of all of our video cassettes.
I had VHS too.
I did as well. Me too. It was one of those. I had a whole bunch of Disney movies, and that was one of them, and a few other ones that I can't remember now.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for it to come out on Blu-ray.
Well, I'm sure Disney is working on that to capitalize on his death to make a bit of money, because they're a faceless, heartless corporation, and they're good at stuff like that. So I'm sure you'll get your wish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Disney is friendly, my dick.
I mean, I love their movies, but yeah, you know, but yeah, I just, after I heard the song, never had a friend like me, I'm like, yeah, we'll never do again, Robin, because, yeah, and it's just, because I think that's honestly one of his best roles. I mean, the thing about most actors is that sometimes they don't do a lot of improvise on most of their roles. And basically, Robin did that with the genie. And it's just, you know, it was just timeless. It's like, that's just one of his best roles of all time.
And then the voice of Homer took over him in the Aladdin TV series.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave Custon, I think I'm probably screwing up his last name, but yeah, the guy that voiced Homer from The Simpsons voiced the genie in the TV series and in Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, I've played Kingdom Hearts. I didn't he sounds so close to him in Kingdom Hearts that I
yeah,
didn't realize.
He does a really good imitation of Robin. Oh, what about Flubber?
Oh, Flubber. Ooh.
It was an okay movie. I didn't think it was great.
I thought that was another film from my childhood that I liked as a kid. But even then, looking back on it, I can agree, at least with Doug Walker, that, yeah, it's flawed, so to speak.
I do know that Doug Walker reviewed a lot of Robin Williams' movie.
Yeah, but, you know, he did acknowledge that, you know, that he was still in a lot of great movies and that, you know, and that he was a great comedian after, you know, he made that one video honoring him, I guess. I'm not sure, but it was at that time. And then, you know, here's what I think. I hate when some people, like, they automatically hate someone because, you know, they've been in some bad movies or whatever, and it's like, hey, you know what, everybody was in a bad work every once in a while. We're not perfect people, you know. We're gonna have one dud after another,
right? Like, dude, what the fuck, man? So you hate this person all because he was in a few bad movies?
Well, then there's Patch Adams that caused a lot of damage to his career.
Go on.
Again, it's just the same thing with me, Flubber, and Jack. I thought that was an alright film when I first saw it, but even then I can acknowledge that it just got a lot of things wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that movie was more about kind of what Robin Williams is like when he helps people more than it was about Patch Adams. That's kind of how I see it, because it's like, it was more, because the whole movie was basically like a Robin Williams showcase more than it really did focus on the real life Patch Adams and the things that he went through. And, you know, when you watch him perform in the movie, you're thinking, oh, this is kind of what Robin is somewhat like in real life. You know, he does his best to help people. You know, he helps to the soldiers and, you know, that he contribute a lot to society. And it's like, you know, to see a man that went, you know, that was really depressed a lot, it's like, it's really sad.
And speaking of depression, you have to admit, he did a really great job of coping with that over the years.
Yeah, like, I'm surprised he lasted this long.
Well, I mean, he also, let's not forget that he also had a nasty coke habit in the late 80s, early 90s, which he was on a Christmas special for Max Headroom, and he was so high from cocaine he didn't remember recording the episode.
Wow.
Robin Williams, like, he battled depression until, you know, he got to that point where he was really old, because most comedians, like, when you look at some of their deaths, you know, some of them, by the time when they're, like, in their late 30s or 40s, they get tired of depression and then they go kill themselves, like, you know, Freddie Prinze Jr., and, you know, Richard Jenny, which those guys, you know, they've killed themselves right away, right at the time when they were about, I think they were like in their 30s or 40s. I can't remember exactly.
Damn, I didn't know about this. Well, it's been a long time.
But anyway. But like sorry to interrupt you, Joseph, but like I said, he had to, like, cope with this, like, throughout most of his career. Like, he would always, like, have his highs, like, it would seem like he would always have his highs, but with depression, there's always going to be lows, and he has to, like, find some sort of, like, way to deal with this. And it just seems so, like, with his comedies and such, it was just a way for him to, like, let it all out, I guess.
I do know one movie I still need to check out from Robert Williams is The Fisher King.
That's on Netflix,
Terry Gilliam. I haven't seen that one either.
I believe that's on Netflix right now.
I'm interested in seeing what Dreams May Come, which I think that one looks pretty good.
Oh yeah, it does. Oh yeah, what about Robin's stand-up specials?
Actually, to be fair, I saw like a little bit of them.
I've seen a little bit of them, and I've probably about one in its entirety, which was absolutely amazingly funny. One of the best stand-up specials I've ever seen. I think it was Robin Williams live on Broadway. Oh my god, that is amazing. So many good jokes. So many laughs came from that. And a couple of tears. In a good way.
I probably have to check that out someday.
I still say the one joke involving Viagra was amazing. Just, like, he was just... Oh my god, I barely remember... I remember that joke, but I don't remember it at the same time. But I could just remember, like... him just talking about, like... Him just walking around with that, with like a big dent in his pants just sticking. I was like, hey guys, how's it going? It's like, and then you smack it, it's just like that bobbing clown. It's like, ha ha ha! I'm not going anywhere! And the cat tries to scratch it, it's like, and the dog's like, oh, you too? Okay. Anyways, I'm done with that. Joseph, continue.
Well, I do know that he was in the Popeye movie.
I've never seen that one.
Neither have I. But I do know that it's considered his first true movie role.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I remember like seeing it on HBO one night, and I was like, okay. Okay, this movie isn't too bad, I guess. But it's not good.
Well, that's a lot of the problem with his movies, a lot of his comedy movies. Most of them were all right, but not really that good. And especially if you look at a lot of his output that he was in the last few years, a lot of the movies were okay, but not really good.
Mm-hmm. I do know there's actually another movie I need to check out. It's called Good More Vietnam.
That one I haven't seen either.
Oh, damn.
I haven't seen it either, but I've heard that he's pretty good in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Mark, remember that one quote you said from that movie, Dead Poets Society?
Yes.
Seize day.
Seize the day. Carpe diem. Seize the day.
There's actually a movie. There's actually a movie called Seize the Day. There's actually that star Robin Williams.
Interesting.
Like what? And it was on HBO.
Hmm.
Like, huh? I didn't know this. When did this happen?
Yeah.
Oh well.
I don't know. As I said, I've mostly seen his comedy movies as opposed to his serious stuff, and I did see Bicentennial Man, though.
That was a tearjerker.
Yes. I haven't seen it since probably when it came out, but when it came out in 99, I did enjoy it quite a bit.
Was that the movie when he was a robot?
Yeah, the robot that slowly became human, and then he fought to have the right to become human and then the right to die or something like that. It was interesting.
It was basically that, and I remember that, and yet I haven't seen the film since it first came out, which was like 14 years ago.
1999.
Oh, okay, 15 years. I was off by 1 year. All right. And speaking of robot, he was also in Robots. Huh.
Oh. Oh, yeah, he plays the brother of the of that one girl robot.
Played by Amanda Bynes. Ugh.
Yeah,
that was like back when Amanda Bynes wasn't a brain dead retard.
It was post-insanity. It was pre-insanity, Amanda Bynes.
I liked her as an actress, but yeah, she's got to get her shit together. I just, you know, I just think at this point she's just being really stupid.
Yeah. But that aside, though, Robots was a really good film.
I didn't mind it.
Well, granted, though, Robin's character wasn't the central character, but he was still one of the main characters, though, which, whatever.
Uh-huh. Now tell me, what Robin Williams movie can you remember that really pissed you off?
As far as I know, none come to mind.
What? Okay, well, anyway, well, one movie that really pissed me off that has Robin Williams in it was Old Dogs.
I've seen the trailer, and yeah, I could tell that's a horribly mediocre film.
Yeah, I remember, like, my mom took my niece to rent two movies from Family Videos. One of the movies was The Princess and the Frog, and then the other one was Old Dogs. I was so angry at that movie, Old Dogs. I mean, like, my family was, like, laughing and all that stuff, and I was in my mind, I was like, what the fuck? This isn't funny.
I guess you and your mom were the only smart people at that time.
No. My mom was laughing, too.
I thought your mom said that.
No, I said that. I said in my mind.
Okay, I wasn't paying attention as usual.
Yeah, I was so angry, and I was like, this isn't funny. What the hell is wrong with you guys? Because after all, throwing stuff at some people equals funny.
What was the consistency of those jokes? Okay,
I know those types of jokes can be funny, but you need to have a reason why you're doing this kind of stuff. I mean, look at the movie, look at the movie Home Alone. The reason why it's funny because the reason why in that movie is because the kid is protecting his home by setting those booby traps from those burglars.
And the result of those booby traps was a lot of very painful slapstick.
Right, what makes it funny.
And I'm only going to assume that in Old Dogs, it's like what? It's like slapstick for the sake of slapstick?
Right.
Well then.
After the movie was done, I was like, I'm not watching this ever again. This is complete shit. I mean, goddamn.
But you know what's a better film, I assume? Oh. Then again, I've never seen Old Dogs, so of course I can assume that the film I'm going to suggest is a lot better than this. But anyways, Night at the Museum.
I think I saw that one. I don't really remember it.
He played Teddy Roosevelt.
He did.
He fell in love with an Indian girl.
Was it Pocahontas or just some other Indian girl?
No, it was Pocahontas.
It was a different Indian.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, it was the one from the Lewis and Clark expedition whose name escapes me at the moment.
Oh.
Sacagawea.
Oh, okay. All right. Now.
Sacagawea, I think.
Now it's starting to come back to me. Jeez.
Aleka, it's been a long time since I saw that movie.
It's been a long time since we've seen a lot of films we've mentioned.
Yeah.
The third one is coming out soon, and they actually filmed it around my neck of woods.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Yeah, most of the Night at the Museum ones have been filmed in near me.
Awesome.
I gotta say, you're really lucky, Mark.
He actually had not near me, but maybe an hour and a half, 2 hour drive away. He actually filmed a movie, and the city did a couple of things with him, But yeah, they actually speak. We have a lot of movies filmed around me. The Godzilla movie that came out was filmed. Parts of it were filmed quite near where I live.
Cool.
Nice.
So what else can we say about Robin Williams?
Happy Feet.
Was he in Happy Feet? I don't remember.
Yeah, he was.
Who did he play?
I'm thinking he was supposed to be, what, that cult leader or something? Oh, he was Ramon or Lovelace.
Well, it's been a long time since I saw Happy Feet. I know I have the DVD. I need to watch it again.
Yeah, he was the penguin with the yellow hair, eyelashes, or whatever. I don't know what that is. And he had like the wrapping around his neck is like as some sort of like ornament to wear.
He had things from drinks, the plastic wrap that when you get a six pack of pop.
Yep, that's it.
I remember. I think I know that movie won an Oscar for best animated feature of all time at the Academy Awards.
I think I've heard something like that. Well, then again, I've only seen parts of the film, never in its entirety.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's been a long time since I saw it. You ever saw Happy Feet, Anna?
Yeah, once. It was like years ago.
I need to watch it again. Okay. What other things can we talk about Robin Williams?
Shoot. Let me go back and look through his filmography. There's probably a few things I'm missing.
I've never seen Mork and Mindy, but if you guys have, there's always talking about that.
Oh, I think I saw like the first few episodes of Mork and Mindy, because after when Robin Williams died, I basically went online and watched the first episode. I was like, this is actually pretty funny.
I forgot that Robin was in the TV show The Crazy Ones.
Yes, that just got canceled.
You know what? I need to watch that show right now. I've heard it was good.
It was on CBS. It lasted an entire season, but it didn't get renewed.
Damn. Well, I don't really blame them it being canceled, because after Robin Williams died, there's really no point.
No, it was canceled before he died.
Really?
Yeah, what? Its ratings apparently weren't very good, so CBS or whoever it was on decided to cancel it.
Oh, man.
So it fell victim to a good show that got canceled because poor ratings.
Because nobody was watching it.
That always sucks, I know.
I need to finish watching the rest of the episodes of Mork and Mindy. Nino, Nino, Nino.
He was apparently in AI Artificial Intelligence.
Yeah, I think he was a cameo appearance or something.
I guess so. I think I've only seen a tiny bit of that film once. Let's see. Deconstructing Harry? I don't know if I've heard of this one.
Me either.
It's directed by Woody Allen? Interesting.
Awesome.
Let's see.
Woody Allen.
Oh, wait, apparently... Oh, Julia Louis-Dreyfus was in that film as well.
Cool.
Toys. Being Human. Yeah, oh yeah, okay. I've only seen a little bit of Hook, that's right. I need to check out Good Morning Vietnam.
Same here.
Yeah, the bunch of stuff from Robin I need to check out. Especially, I need to take a look at some of his more dramatic roles as well.
You still need to check out Good Will Hunting.
I will try and see if I can find a way to watch that film.
I have it on Blu-ray.
Can you ship it to me?
No.
You fuck.
No, but I'll show it to you through Skype one of these days.
Okay, If I had my webcam on right now, I would have basically given you the middle finger.
Oh, so hardcore.
Really, huh?
Oh, I keep forgetting he was also in August Rush.
I haven't seen that one either.
I actually need to check that one out. I think I've only seen bits and pieces of it. Actually, I remember hearing the music in that film. Damn, it was good. And I guess that's really all I can try and bring up.
Mm-hmm. I can't really think of anything else. I mean, the guy's comedy was good, and I recommend going out and seeing it. But, you know, it's...
Well, I was also going to say, like, well, maybe if his movies don't work, then maybe his stand-up specials will work. And if not, then that's your problem.
Yep. Well, one thing for sure about Robin Williams, he will be truly missed.
Yes, he will be.
Definitely. And anyone who says that he's going to hell just because he committed suicide, you can go eat a dick.
You know what's funny is that, like, I know some people who are Christians as well, and, you know, a lot of them even said that the whole thing of Robin Williams going to hell just because he killed himself is really ridiculous. It's like, you know, like, how do you know if somebody's going to go to hell or not based on what they did? And considering, like, Robin Williams had a mental illness, you know, and it was like, you know, and he needed help, and it was just, you know... It's like, how can somebody go to hell for that? It makes no sense.
Indeed.
Yes, that's a very true point.
Yes, it
is. Okay, tell me this, you three. If somebody go up to you and tell you that you're going to hell, what will you say?
I don't believe in hell.
I already stamped my ticket there a long ass time ago, so... but you know what, I can't personally say if there is such a thing as heaven and hell, unless I actually maybe find some way to visit that place, but I just don't know. That's basically the gist of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, let's wrap this up. So anyway, I am Evil Bro Stuff.
I guess I will continue to be William.
I'll continue to be Anna.
I'm Mark Gledhill, and if anyone's interested, you can find my comic book reviews. I actually just I'm in the process of a domain change, at my stuff. So you no longer can find anything at Journey with the Legion over at Blogspot. It's now Comic Book Consideration. So have a look. Have a look there for if you're interested in modern comics, Silver Age comics, DC, Marvel, indie. I do reviews, and I've been doing it for 3 years, and just that I'm having a name change.
So basically, if you're tired of watching Linkara, check this guy out.
Yes, my reviews are all written, so there's no annoying audio you have to suffer through. You just have to suffer through poor writing skills.
Hooray!
No, Mark, you can give Linkara a run for his money now.
Well, anyway, thank you for listening to episode 43 of Crazy Nightmare. Thank you and good night.
And I be bye. Good
night,
everybody.
Night.